Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 through 19, these are God's words. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owners. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Notice, dear children, that there are many ways that not just sin appeals to us, but sinners appeal to us. Many ways that people who are not committed out of love for God to keep the law of God will try to convince you that it is not only okay, but even good and desirable, and you'd have to be crazy not to bend the rules a little bit here and there, break the law of the Lord. And three of these ways that they try to entice you is by the power that you can get, by the treasure that you can get, and by the fellowship that you can have. They say, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol and whole like those go down to the pit. In other words, we can get away with it. We can do it. They can't stop us. We'll just swallow them up. It's something you're able to do and able to get away with. That's one thing. We won't get caught. It's no big deal. Nothing bad will happen to us, etc. That's the big one that gets answered in the correction in verses 15 through 19. The second thing that people will say about sin, and the reason they're saying it about sin is because sin says it to us as well. Our own fleshly hearts say, I can get away with it now. You know how you started out in this life, and if you thought mom or dad were not looking, or other people were not looking, and perhaps you still feel and think like that now, you think that you can get away with it. You think that you can accomplish what it is that that you want to do. The second thing, first thing that they entice you with is your power to commit sin. The second thing is the treasure you can have by committing the sin. That's in verse 13. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. So the first lie about sin that you have to watch out for, so that you can say, ha ha, that's a lie. The first lie was the power that you have. I can get away with it. The second lie was the treasure you can get. It's worth it. That is the second lie. So the first lie was, I can get away with it. Second lie was, it's not worth it. But that's the lie, right? We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Okay, so it's worth it. It's never worth it to sin. We'll get to that in a moment, but that's the second lie. The third lie was, everybody's doing it, or the fellowship that you can have by it. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. Well, whatever wicked person says, let us all have one purse, is saying that because he intends to carry the purse. Right? That does remind you, doesn't it, even of Judas. But it sounds so good. We'll have fellowship in this. This is very appealing, especially when people do not have the kind of fellowship that they ought to have in their families. And they do not have the kind of fellowship that they ought to have in their churches. The world has so few proper families and churches that there's not proper fellowship in communities. And so people are isolated and alone, and they want to fit in. The desire to fit in is one of the things that can lead you astray, entice you into sinning, especially if people start to reason that everybody is doing it. So those are three of the big lies by which others or even your own flesh can entice you to sin. We can get away with it. It's worth it. Everybody's doing it. You have the power to do it. We can get treasure by it, and you can have fellowship in it. Well, the kind Father here, the godly Father here, and God the Holy Spirit addressing us by His words, says, "My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path." He says, don't be stupider than birds. Okay, a bird, if the bird watches you set the trap, it will not fly down into it, is what Solomon is saying. But these people, they know better. Just like Romans chapter 1 tells us that they have the knowledge, not just the knowledge of God in their hearts, but that they know in their hearts the righteous law of God, and that those who do such things deserve death. We all know what is right and wrong. We all know that God's wrath is against sin. And yet we are willing to listen to lies because of our sinful nature or our remaining sin from our former nature. If you're a believer, you can only have one nature at a time, but that remaining sin, that remaining fleshliness is very strong. That fleshliness makes us willing to believe the lies, even though we know better. Someone who does that is stupider than the bird who sees the person lay the net and or the trap and then flies right down into it to get trapped. So he says, surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, but they, that is the sinners who are enticing, they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. Okay, so you don't get away with it. Because you know God, you know His law, you know what the sin deserves, and you're going to do it anyway? Can we really be so foolish? Of course we can, or else this passage wouldn't be here and we wouldn't need it. And so we need to rebuke ourselves when we're tempted to think I can get away with it, or when we're tempted to think it's worth it, or when we're tempted to think we can have real fellowship by means of it. Say, don't be a fool, don't lie in wait for your own blood. Rebuke yourself. You can't get away with it. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. Verse 19, it takes away the life of its owners. You will lose everything by sin and gain nothing. You'll not gain friends. You'll not gain fellowship. One lie people tell themselves is, oh, you know, at least if I'm in hell, I'll be down there with all the people who have fun. Well, A, you will be in the immediate presence of the glory of God, continually forever exercising His fury upon you. And B, now with all restraint of wickedness removed, if you do have any interaction with anyone else, you will all be wicked as demons, hating and being hated. And so there will be nothing but continual misery and murderousness on the horizontal level. But that won't matter at all by comparison to receiving forever the fiery wrath from the presence of God and from His glory, like 2 Thessalonians 1 tells us. There is nothing ever to be gained by sin. You can never get away with it. Don't let sinners entice you, and don't be such a fool that you entice yourself. Rebuke yourself whenever you start to think that way. Lord, help all of us to do that until we come at last into what Christ has won for us, and we don't have this battle against our sinfulness anymore, because there will be no more sinfulness against which to battle. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we ask that you would help us by your Holy Spirit to live with eyes wide open, that we would not set snares for ourselves or allow ourselves to be enticed either by other sinners or our own remaining sinfulness, that we will not fall for the lies that we can get away with it, or that we that it's worth it, or that we can have fellowship in it, and that everyone's doing it. Help us, O God, to resist those things, to stay out of those paths that those lies tempt people into, so that we will not run to our own destruction. Help us, Lord, to see that Christ has all power in himself for that which is right, and that he cannot fail. Help us to see that he is infinitely worth it, and that the treasure that we have in him is ultimately, especially, the fellowship that we have not only with one another, but indeed our fellowship is with you, O God, and your Son, Jesus Christ, by the ministry of your Spirit. Help us, we pray, to cling to these truths that put to shame the lies and expose them. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Mm-hmm.